rest for a few minutes and then I'm going to go back in. And this is my job. It's just incredible.
You breathe heavily when you hear those things.
Vietnam, a war zone, a surreal, nuclear disaster, like a nuclear disaster. These are the things we've been hearing over and over and over again.
And again,
today.
That site is just absolutely, it looks like something from a movie where a digital effect has obliterated those twin towers of the World Trade Center, except unfortunately, this is all too real. In addition to the twin towers going to...
Yeah, hold on, just to jump off for a second. Shane's got a picture of Loeffner, and Shane, that's not even the one that that's supposedly him when I'm young, when he's younger. There's another one. There's another one that shows him like with no hair, and then you know there's two different mugshot pictures, and then you see him in court. It's totally different. I'll try to find Brian. Continue as you're saying. I'm gonna try to find it real quick. But yeah, no.
Oh yeah. Well, I was just saying, guys, this is thing that they engrave in your head over and over and over again. And as you guys, I don't know how much witness, you know, videos you guys have watched, but when you get into watching the thousands or hundreds of video witnesses or supposed witnesses of these events, I swear, in over 30% of them, they all say the same thing. They all relate it to it being just like a movie. Just to get it engraved in your head, because the way you saw it, it was like a movie. And these people are telling you it's like a movie. This guy even went as far as to tell you it's something like a digital effect in a movie where the Twin Towers were obliterated with some sort of digital effect. I mean, could it get any worse than that? I mean, come on, guys.
Ridiculous.
They really make it so obvious. And then there was this other witness that I had. I wanted to cue him up real quick for you guys to hear. Hold on. One last witness for you guys to hear. Listen to this
not
horrible act
by,
as he starts
you
crying.
Know, any type of ambulance or, you know, any police officers. They're just people just laying around, just bleeding. And,
here's a video.
I don't know. It's just crazy. I don't even know how to describe it.
How are you holding up this morning? I mean, what you just went through, how are you able to stay so calm this morning?
I mean, you know, I've seen some bad stuff, but the thing that affects me most is just seeing that young girl just laying there, just shot. Like, she's just a little kid still, you know? It's just not right.
There are a lot of families this morning that are still trying to find out if theirs was the one that may have been killed or been shot earlier this morning. Did you get the sense that, you know, a lot of people stuck together, families, did they get separated as soon as those, you know, as people were running really every direction, right?
It seemed like a lot of people got separated. Even I was there with my little sister and a friend of hers, and we got separated from her just because of everything that was going on, and we were with each other. So I could imagine, you know, other people definitely got separated. I mean, there was a lot of panic. There were people just screaming, like, you know, my best friend just got shot, you know, it was just pretty much everybody was just in shock, and it seemed like nobody knew what to do. It was just, they couldn't, you know, like, just take in everything that was happening all at once. You know, you have police running in there with, you know, big guns. You have people laying around everywhere, and nothing is controlled. It was weird.
The one question too I have for you is, you know, you said did you run out the front or the back of the theater?
The front. The exit where we were at was directly next to the front entrance of the theater.
When you ran out, you said that police were already there, so they got there pretty fast. I mean, this wasn't something that took a long time for people to get inside.
Yeah, I don't know how long everything, you know, like when it started or anything, but immediately after the alarms went off, the police were right outside the exit door, and so it couldn't have been, you know, that long. I don't know for sure, but
you know, you're going to a movie. It was a packed house where you were sold. I mean, every seat was taken.
Yeah, and actually, we were trying to get tickets earlier in that night for the 12:05 showing, which I don't know which theater it was, but that was one of the theaters are where everything happened, and we were supposed to get tickets for that, but they didn't have enough, and they opened up another showing at 12:10, and we just happened to get tickets for that. So, you know,
you could have easily been in that theater.
Yeah, I'm just glad that it didn't happen to, you know, my sister or my girlfriend or anyone else.
How are they doing? You mentioned, I know you said you're doing the best you can handle it, but you had, you know, a younger sister that was with you as well as your girlfriend. How are they doing through all this right now?
They're doing all right. I guess they just feel pretty much about how I do. It's just crazy. You know, how do you... you know, none of us have ever been in a situation like this, so...
Was it something like out of a movie? I mean, did it seem like...
It didn't seem real at first. It really like didn't start coming to all of us until right after we saw everything. You know, we saw the girl laying there. We saw people laying around, you know, shot or injured or whatever. We saw the guy being helped out by the police officer. And what really made us panic, like, and or when it really hit us, was there was people still exiting out the front. And all of a sudden, a few people looked back into the theater and just started sprinting out, like a whole crowd of people. And that's when we were like, you know, like it just hit us. Like there could, whoever's doing this could be right there, like about to come out the front door and start shooting everyone out there or something. And that's when we started running to the car and trying to get out of there.
Well, Ben, I can't imagine, like I said, what you've been through. I appreciate you at least sharing this. We're glad to hear that you're safe and, of course, your family that was in there as well. And if we hear any more information, we'll let you know as soon as we get everything. But, you know, hang in there. Really sorry for everything you've had to go through.
Brian, you're muted, by the way, if you're trying to talk.
Here we go. Yeah, I was trying to talk. Some of these actors are really bad. And, you know, that's not really the best part of evidence to start with showing people anything. The investigation's still early, so we don't have that much stuff yet. Give us a few more weeks, give us a month, and we can really start picking this thing apart. But, I mean, even the evidence, the witness testimonies, they seem eerily familiar to the ones that we saw on other events like 9/11. I mean, they really do. The people don't seem to show the right emotion. They're never looking at the camera. They're always looking away from the camera. And there's always a mention in there of it was just like a movie. Even the reporter in that one said it to him. He was like, oh, so it was like a movie. It happens every time. Yeah, every time.
Totally.
Every time.
Now, I was just posting, and if you guys was wondering if you just came in the chat or whatever, it's a picture of Jared Lee Loeffner, supposedly. I know we're kind of switching gears, but I just was bringing it up because, you know, it looked like there's two different pictures of homes, and then now it looks like, you know, just the pictures that they released at first of Loeffner seem to be, you know, it's just like the same thing, like they're... It's like there's two different ones. Like that one, he really looks like they morphed his face with Glenn Beck, and the other one, he looks like a lot more narrow faced. And you know, I don't know. That's just my opinion on it. And hold on, I want to find the one with the hair though too, where he has a little bit of hair. But yeah, that's all I want to say on that. Continue, Brian.
I was gonna throw a few of the Batman predictive programming. Into the chat for the people that haven't seen it yet. I wanted to throw that comic book one from 1986, where they actually have a Batman type movie playing, and they have a shooter with orange hair walk into the movie theater and start blazing up the innocent people in the movie theater. And this isn't a Batman comic book. So this isn't a joke. Let's see, here it is right here. I got it right here, guys. Let me just grab the link and throw it to you. Here you go, everybody in the chat. Check that out. Tell me that's not foreknowledge. Now, did any of you guys had any questions on the whole Batman thing? Feel free to call in 978-735 2224, or if you have Skype, it's totally free from anywhere in the world. Just click the call me button on the right-hand side of the chat, and if you have Skype on your computer, it'll just load it up and dial it right in.
All right, this picture I'm about to post, you see the one I just posted? Check out this one on this site right here. Check out, this is what he's supposed to look like in court. How did he grow that much hair within 3 weeks' time? I mean, it's just, and I'm going back to Loftner, but it makes no sense, you know, the whole thing about it. And, you know, and I don't know, maybe they do this for the confusion or factor or whatever, but, I'm just, it just makes you wonder, because they did the same thing as far as with Holmes. They didn't morph him with a Fox News guy, but there's definitely, those two faces don't add up, and that's one of the first things.
No, maybe anyone can see. Maybe they were preparing it for a long time and didn't finish it till after, and you know, kind of like with 9/11, how some of the newer buildings were missing additions in the video. You know what I mean? Because it was like a last minute 2001 thing. Maybe they kind of spaced it out too far, to a greater extent. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't know. That's the first I've really heard of it. That's just kind of my two cents on it.
Yeah, no, totally.
Now, callers, was there anything else you guys wanted to get into tonight that we haven't mentioned? I mean, what else is going on out there? We got the Batman thing. We really don't want to talk any bullshit politics unless it's something really relevant, you know?
I just wanted to bring up a couple things real quick. I just wanted to bring this up real quick. I don't know if you guys know of Cop Lock, the group out there. You know, what they do is they go around actually like filming cops acting like, like the savages that most of them are. You know, and they try to pretty much, you know, beat him in court and whatnot. Well, anyway, the one of the founders, Adam Mueller, is actually, they're trying to give him 21 years in jail right now for wiretapping, for getting a video recorder which showed a 17-year-old kid getting slammed into a cafeteria table by a cop, and because the student didn't erase it and gave it to him, somehow they're trying to send him to jail for it. You know, and here's the thing: there's a lot of this stuff out there that's, you know, that makes you wonder. But here's the, you know, a lot of people know this guy Ademo and the work that they do, and you know, I think that it's a valuable service as far as, you know, look, the cops need to be policed nowadays. You know, they are out of control, and it's, you know, it's a culture that's created. They hide behind the big blue line or whatever. And I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up and just, you know, show that one of the political prisoners out there that's, you know, trying to fight the good fight. You know, to tell you the truth, I thought about some of this stuff, but I don't have the balls to go out there, to be honest. And videotape cops all day, because I know you're asking for it when you do it, you know. But I think what they're trying to do with him is obviously set a precedent, you know, and try to encourage other people not to do the same types of things. They're definitely annoyed some people with this. I don't know. That's pretty much all I wanted to say about it. You know, I don't know. So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. Anything else you wanted to get into?
Yeah, I'm sure there's something else. Why don't we take a quick 4-minute break, quick commercial? We'll come back and another segment.
That's right. We got to talk Olympics too. And
the Olympics. How could we forget, guys? Guys, stick with us.
The old ritual for you.
Not even a 4-minute break. We're gonna play a 3-minute break for you. Nice little patriotic song I got picked out for you, and then we'll come back with some Olympic ritual stuff. All right. So stick with us. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio, Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. Okay, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during that brief break. I'm Brian Stavely. I'm here with your co-host, Justin Cook. And we're going to get a little bit into the Olympic ceremonies. Justin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
If one of the chatters...
Hold on 1 second. I just wanted to bring up one thing from the chat. Felix, Liberty Felix actually says in the chat, copter vid shot above looks like the command center trailer was set up in the parking lot already. I could be wrong on the timeline, but notice no police tape up yet and two cops waiting in the doorway. You know, and that sounds similar to what supposedly happened in the Giffords thing where they had command centers already set up. So, you know, sounds like a kind of like a drill, you know, type scenario. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's looking worse and worse as we go along. You know what sucks about it is they're never going to release the CCTV or the surveillance cameras. They're supposedly inside this place.
There isn't any showing shit.
No, nope. They learned
candy out of the candy house, but you could blow up the Twin Towers and they won't get you on the closed circuit TV.
Yeah, no. Nowadays, yeah, they'll get you for buying a big gulp.
Guys, I want you to try something. I rather than having you leave and having to go to Facebook, if you just look at our bottom toolbar, okay? Look to the right hand side, and if you see where it says our group, try and click that, and that should open up our group. And if you just scroll down a little bit, you'll be able to see all the pictures we're about to talk about, and you can just click on them to enlarge them. Let me know if it works for you. Why don't you guys try it out, please? Anybody. Random anybody.
Yeah, totally. You know, while we're... Were you setting them up to for the Olympics? While you guys are getting there to the group or whatever... Brian, make sure you accept them too. If they're you know, applying or whatever now, to the group, you might have to do that. You know, and Shane brought up a good point in chat too. It's like, you know, more people should have video or pics of this event. It's like, yeah, totally. I mean, not for nothing, but even if something crazy is going on, everybody in that place has a camera. You mean to tell me that not one of these witnesses turned on their camcorder and just? You know, on their phone, it doesn't take long. Everybody, you know, can do it in other situations or even just, you know, snap a couple flicks. I don't know. I find it hard to believe now with everybody's phone having a camera and everybody's phone having, you know, the capabilities now of regular, good cameras 10 years ago. It's just really... Really, really makes you wonder where's these people. And, you know, nobody got footage. You know, nobody saw any of this rampage going on. Even if you're showing me a dark theater with smoke bomb, I want to see something. You know, it's kind of like the Pentagon thing. At least show me this supposed plane hitting. You know, or whatever. You know, it's really just a big mind fuck. So, you know, excuse my language, but it's really
Go on. Go on for another couple minutes. A couple people are going to join the group, so I'm going to add them while you talk.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you know, and the whole thing about it all, you know, I mean, and this goes as far as the Olympic thing, you know, like, the, you know, that's going on is, you know, all this fear and everything that everyone's putting into this and the fact that, you know, less people are going to the movies and, you know, these people are benefiting off this. And, of course, the Olympics is one of their biggest rituals. You have the whole world. That's their dream, is the world united, under one bastion or whatever. And that's the whole thing. You really can't get any more worldly than the Olympics or the UN. And, you know, to me, just the fact that it happened and, you know... you know, the numerology of it all, too, it was pretty strange because, you know, it happened July 20th. July 20th, was it? Hold on, let me think. I know some of it added up to 7-7 somewhere, which also fits in with all the, you know, with all the sevens they've been using as far, you know, and 7-7 is a big Kabbalah number. 2000. Let me see. Yeah, if you get seven from July, and you add up two, plus the year two, which is four, plus the year plus the year, which is 12. So 2 + 2 + 1 + 2 = 7. So right again, if you have the numerology of this event, it happened on 7/7. You know, just like the 7/7 an event before, and also too, this fits in with the whole New Jerusalem thing that they're going with, the whole Zion theme to this Olympics. And as we know, the Knights Templar also associate themselves with the number 77. So I mean, you know, there's a lot of sick numerology in this, and this is all energy vampirism. And anytime anyone feeds into the porn, or you know, feeds into the fear porn, or feeds into, you know, any of this stuff, it just gives these people more power, and that's what they're about, you know. So I just wanted to bring that up. You know, it's pretty insane though, you know, how all these numbers seem to add up always, you know. So I just wanted to come up with that. Brian, are you ready with it?
Yeah, I'm ready. It seems like a few of the people didn't join, but what I did is I'm individually posting each link to each photo in the chat. So maybe if you can look at the photo and just kind of help describe what we're looking at, and as I post them.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the whole thing about it, you know, what I found to be the most disgusting picture, in my opinion, was the whole thing where you had a, you had that wizard looking thing, which is supposedly the, somebody from Harry Potter or whatever, but to me, the whole thing looked like some, you know, wizard sorcery, you know,
like
obvious
Emperor Palpatine to me.
Yeah, pretty much. But well, did you see the thing where they had all the babies,
in the hospital beds? Yep, I got that one too. I'm posting them all in the chat right now, guys. So check out all these links. This is the opening ceremony from the Olympics. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah. And Cheryl just brought up a point. The 7/7 London celebrating the Beijing Olympics. Yeah, I have that link too. If anyone wants to watch it, it's insane how the. How they closed out the Beijing Olympics with the whole
wizard flying. That was real creepy.
The whole bus thing and everything. All right. Well, you know, as far as that goes, the whole bus thing and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin, who bought Crowley's Bullskin Mansion, is the one playing the Stairway to Heaven as they. It might not have been story. Either way, they were raising the a kid with a soccer ball, which was the a whole illumination ritual, with a bus that had the top peeled off that looked like the 7/7 bus, but yeah. So I don't know. Let's get into some of these pictures here. Which one did you want to go to first on? I'm gonna go to the group real quick so I can see. Which one's in order you're talking about. Also, too, the whole cauldron thing, if you looked at it, to me, and it's coming out. I know someone posted it earlier. It looks like a big eye, you know, and of course we know the whole, you know, the whole symbolism behind the eye and everything. And I just think it's insane that people are participating in this.
Justin, in your bottom toolbar, can you see where it says our group?
Hold on a second. What do you want me to see?
The bottom right corner of your screen. Do you see where it says the words "our group"?
Hold on. I gotta go back to the real news. Where am I? All the way down. If I scroll all the way down to the bottom, you talking?
Yeah, you don't even gotta scroll all the way down. The toolbar is always at the bottom.
Oh, the toolbar. No, I don't.
Where it says Facebook, Twitter, dashboard, our group, how many people like the page, all that stuff.
I don't see our group there.
All right, how about this? Open up that Facebook page that I sent you.
Well, I'm there. I'm in our group. I don't need if you're doing it for me.
Okay, you're in our group. So you see the first picture is the big one with the wizard.
Yes.
Okay, so we're in order. I posted all the links for everybody in the chat. If you guys can't see the picture Justin's talking about, just copy and paste the link one at a time as he's talking about them and put them all in order. Just drop them in a different browser and let's talk a little bit about this emperor-looking guy. I mean, what is the deal with this guy? This guy's like 100 feet tall, and I mean, I don't know much about religion, black magic, any of that stuff, but I mean, this can't be good.
Well, it's obviously, you know, showing the black magic and the sorcery, you know, that the whole thing is about. You know, that, and that's really the major thing. And you know, people nowadays are so desensitized even to that by all this, you know, vampire stuff on TV and Harry Potter and this wizard stuff. And, you know, magic is nothing to fool around with. And that's the thing. And, you know, and these people are master magicians. That's what they, you know, they know the stuff from the Kabbalah. They know this stuff from the, Babylon and the Egyptian mystery schools. And that's what this stuff comes down to. And that's what they're showing us nowadays. You know, and the sad thing is, you know, the initiates see it and the awake see it. But to the normal people, this is just a Harry Potter thing. You know, this is just, even though it's, they had this, 100 foot tall, you know, dressed in black, you know, think, to me, they couldn't think of a better image to represent Britain than to come out with this whole thing celebrating sorcery.
They even had a flying one with green eyes. And we'll get to that. That's later down the list.
You know, and also, too, I just wanted to bring up real quick, too. I don't know if anyone caught it, but there was a slight, what looked like a UFO over part of the opening ceremony. And I'm really waiting for the closing ceremony because I want to see if they do anything as far as, you know, I know you guys probably getting sick of me saying this, but I'm waiting for that alien card, man. I'm waiting for that blue beam. Whenever they do it, that's what it will take to unite this new world order. And right now, I don't think too many people have too much faith in what's going on as far as, you know, look, the world's in a terrible situation as far as the euro, the dollar, this election this year. Everybody knows that Romney and Obama are trash. So, I mean, people are, you know, aren't really too hopeful about the future. I think it's spreading, and I think that the problem is that people don't know their enemy. But, you know, then you have this blatant symbolism right in front of their face. So maybe, you know, something like that would totally, you know, that would totally switch the paradigm around. I'm sorry to get out of, you know, I guess it's the same thing, but, you know, we'll see. But yeah, you know, this just shows the sorcery and everything. And you know, I believe that's really just a major thing of that.
All right, let's go to the second picture now with the red halos. What's the deal with that?
Hold on a second. To me, it looks like some Saturn worship. You know, when you have these rings, which is, you know, which is the reason why people wear wedding rings. It all goes back to Saturn worship, and that's what the Olympic rings, you know, somewhat are about. And it's also supposedly link together the five land masses. But you know, right there, what I believe is supposed to be the Olympic rings, but it's blatant, you know, it's blatant Saturn worship because Saturn has a ring around it, and that's Saturn is right up there, with the Sun, and Venus, you know, and everything as one of their, you know, their things that they look into. Pretty much all I get out of that, you know, is this where I can't see the from this angle. As far as if that's where they had the whole cauldron thing as well, but you just see some smoke and whatnot, and in the background you see the illuminated pyramids, which of course too, there's seven of them, you know. So I mean, all these numbers are not picked by accident. They didn't decide to just put seven pyramids on top of the stadium for no reason, you know. So I don't know. That's pretty much all I really got on that. Maybe some of our listeners might have something on it.
Yeah, well, let's just go through the rest of them real quick.
Yeah.
If they have some questions. So we have another Halo one with a bunch of halos on fire. Underneath that, we have another huge one of this wizard guy with like a sword in his hand and some other floating guy through the crowd. And then you were speaking about Saturn worship. What is this yellow thing that they're all standing underneath of here?
Hold on a second. You're talking about the next image? Hold on.
Yeah,
let me get it.
The next image.
Let me get it up close and personal. You know, to me, it just looks like the Olympic rings on fire as well. I mean, you know, it's just part of the same same ritual we're seeing. You know, it's just you know, Lucifer lighting up the
what about one more down with the flying demon guy with the glowing green eyes?
Hold on. I don't know. Is anyone in the chat have anything on this? To me, I see a couple things look like they have glowing green eyes. Or is that just one thing to the left?
That was the only one I saw so far.
Yeah. No. These are very sinister. I'd definitely like to take more. More time and go through some of these, you know. And here again though too, let's go to the Mary Poppins pictures, the ones where you have, you know, Mary Poppins coming down and everything, you know, the whole thing too, you know, dressed in black, the whole umbrella thing. If anyone's looked into the occult, and of course, and looked into like the song, you know. Umbrella, you know, what pretty much just means umbrella means you're under their spell, you know, you're under their whole umbrella of what's the word I'm looking for, you know, they're the ones that are making the rules, you know, pretty much. It's pretty much just another blatant occult reference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I'm going to do real quick so everybody can see, because I have a little trouble seeing through the Facebook group, obviously. Why don't you just talk about the next picture or two? And while you're doing that, I'm going to I'll actually upload all the pictures to the Dose of Reality Radio page so these people can see them all.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for...
These really are some sinister pictures, and just by hearing us talk about it really isn't doing it any justice.
No. Oh wow. Now this looks like sun worship. This picture with the yellow thing over it, and you have these people dancing underneath it. The yellow picture. It just you know, I gotta get a chance to look more into these, and you know, but to me that looks like a sun. Of course you have three lines drawn into it, you know, and they love their threes. I don't know. I'd also like to see other angles of this. I also was wondering on the floor if that's some type of design or whatever. I think Cheryl said the same thing in the chat a minute ago too. But either way, it's very interesting stuff as far as, you know, the symbolism. I definitely want to look into it more. Of course, too, you know, the whole main thing is supposedly they were celebrating, you know, the their excuse for the kids in the thing, you know, the kids in the beds underneath this Harry Potter sorceress figure was supposed to be for the National Health Services or something, you know. And once again, what's the symbol for that? You have the staff with the serpent wrapped around it, you know. That's just like the just like in America we do too. Which is so funny that you know, that represents medicine and everything else. And, you know, it's total, you know, just occultness. What does snakes have to do with medicine? You know, it makes no sense. You know,
absolutely not.
Yeah, interesting about the that Mary Poppins picture though is pretty nuts. be interesting as far as how they did this as well too. Like what, you know, what they use for technology. As far as if this was a okay, I didn't see this green thing before. Okay, I was looking through. Wow, what is that thing supposed to be?
What, with the green floating eyes?
Yeah, I was looking
at
a different.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. I don't know, possibly Fallen Angel or something.
Oh, here we
like
go. That. I'm going to be able to upload all these right now. I already had them all saved.
Yeah, see, I was looking in a little different order.
Let's see, this should work good now.
If anyone in the chat has any other interpretations on this stuff. Yeah, Cheryl in the chat is talking. Shane wants to know, what about Paul McCartney there? Of course, he's talking about fake Paul McCartney. Supposedly, I don't believe it's the same guy either. Yes, Sir Paul is the only Beatle that never really had anything bad happen to him, unless you're counting the real Paul that died originally. You know, I don't know. To me, I think he's a fake. I don't know. What did Fall do during the Olympics? Is there any celebration of him or anything? And as far as Cheryl's talking about the song Supercalifragilistic, you know, that sounds just like the whole abracadabra type thing, which is just really it's another you know. That's how they use the same melodies to make their songs, and these songs to the you know to them are spells. You know, and that's like if anyone you know I can't explain it as good as the I'm trying to think
the images Lennon are all Honor set. Films. The images are all set. If all you guys will just refresh your radio page, the page that has the chat on it, the one that we've been chatting on back and forth. You won't lose the radio stream or anything like that. Just refresh the radio page, the page with the chat, and right underneath the page, you'll see the pictures we were just talking about. I just posted like 9 of them up there. You too, Justin. If you refresh your page, they'll all be right there, right below the chat. Okay. Sorry, guys. I should have done that before, but I just didn't get around to it.
You know, it's funny that you know Shane was talking in the chat about McCartney, and the funny thing is that he actually forgot who was older out of him and George Harrison. They're supposedly boyhood friends, and yet someone asked him, and he I forget if he didn't know the age or whatever. You know, it's supposedly some forensic facial experts have concluded that it's not Paul either too. So you know the whole.
Doesn't even look like he's the same size.
No, he totally looks different. Totally looks like you know, like he's got different facial features, and obviously he's had a lot of work done. But still, I'm not buying it. Yes, you know, and there's another thing too is you know. I believe Poppins was another Disney movie as well. You know, we know about Disney.
Yeah, it was for sure.
Yeah, so there you go there.
Anybody that's listening right now, if you guys didn't refresh the page already, please refresh the page that has the chat on it. And right below the chat, you'll see all these sadistic-looking pictures that we're talking about. They're all right there on the website now. Absolutely ridiculous. Like, I mean, would you even want your kid to watch that?
You know, and to be in that place, and you talk about when you go to a Jay-Z concert and everyone's up there throwing the OTO symbol up, all the energy that must bring. What about this when you have all these little kids going out and buying the Olympic mascot things with the one eye, you know, transgender, transhumanist figures out there, you know, and then you look at this whole ritual thing, and it's really insane that people, you know, can't see. But you know, look at the Disney movies. You know, they put blatant penises, you know, erect penises, and you know, right in the middle of the Little Mermaid, and you know, and the Lion King and all these other things. I mean, it's so sinister, it's ridiculous, and that's the thing. They get the most power out of the innocent, you know, and the virgins and the young, you know, and that's why they direct this perverted shit at the young.
Oh, absolutely, and the young are the easiest to program, you know.
Of course.
You start programming them at an early age, you know?
Yeah, totally. Let me see if there's any of these I didn't see.
You see them all on the site now, though, correct?
Yep, they're all on all
right,
there.
Good. All right, good.
You know, it's really weird, too, you know, as far as just, like, the people falling down, coming down from the sky. And you know, I understand that they... Oh, you know what? There's another thing that we missed out on, too, and that was the whole thing where they had a whole like nature-like section, and they had sheep out there and goats and everything, and they remade this whole type of, you know, this you know, they brought in grass and everything else. You know, I haven't delved into that, so I really can't say what's the sinister thing about it. But my guess is probably just, you know, some Agenda 21 propaganda, as well as, you know, probably just you know, laughing at the sheep and the worship of the goat. If not, you know, I'm not exactly sure, but you know, as far as that goes, I don't want to make my, because you know, obviously I'm not an expert. I'm just someone like you guys out here trying to you know, crack their codes. Trying to think, though, it's, you know, it's just very sinister, and anyone that denies it, I think, is just, I don't know what to tell them anymore. If you can't see the craziness in this,
I wanted to mention something about that before. Remember you were telling me about, you know, the OTO, what the hell, they were obsessed with the number 11 and all this crap.
Oh, was it 93? Yes.
Was it 11 also?
11 is the basic Freemasonic number, which is...
Because when I went to that Jay-Z Kanye West concert, they kept playing this one song over and over and over again to close out the show, and I kept saying to my friends, I'm like, what the hell is up with this? How many times are they gonna... It wasn't even one of his better songs. And I'm like, why are they playing this song so many times? And now that I think about it, I think he literally played the song 11 times. To play a song 11 times in a concert. That's how they closed it out.
They did the same thing recently in Paris, France. They played.
They did it in Boston. I can guarantee you I was there.
Well, check this. With the song, I believe it's Niggas in Paris or something like that, or whatever it is, they played the song 11 times. Same thing. Did the same exact thing that you're talking about. And,
I was a witness to it. They did it 11 times, dude. It was so repetitive. Like, it's like, shut up and play something else already.
It makes you wonder, you know, because as far as everything that's going on, you know, what is the connection to Paris? And I've been trying to look into it. There's been a couple songs lately that have been about
the James Holmes' connections too. With the James Holmes, he supposedly lived on Paris Street, but with two R's. And the producer of that Lil Wayne video, his name is supposedly Paris with two R's. I know it's spelled different, but, you know.
Right. Well, definitely. Either way, you know, and it just, it really makes you wonder because, let me see that. I'm going off the top of my head right here. I know there was a Jay-Z song about Paris. But there's a few of them recently, and it really makes you wonder, you know, all this stuff about, you know, all this stuff about London as far as Zion, you know, it makes you wonder as far as Europe, what their, you know, what their plans are and whatnot. It's Kanye and Jay-Z. That's the Niggas in Paris one. I'm looking. There's supposedly another one too. Well, Brian, if you want to talk for a minute, go ahead, continue while I'm trying to Google something real quick. Brian, you with us?
Oh, sorry, I had the mute for a second. Guys, you're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely and Justin Cook. Just stick with us for about four or five minutes, and we will be right back.
I think I'd like to date your roommate instead of you.
Cool. Gotta love the YouTube ads.
Yeah. It's that real this time around. Technique. Revolutionary Volume 2. It's on now, motherfucker. Lock and load. This is the point of no return. I can never go back. Life without parole. Upstate, shackled and trapped. Living in the hole, looking at the world through a crack. But fuck that. I'd rather shoot it out and get clapped. I've gone too far. There ain't no coming back for me. Auschwitz gas chamber full of Zyklon B. Just like the Spanish exterminating Tainos, raping the black and Indian women, creating Latinos. Motherfuckers made me out of self-righteous hatred, and now you got yourself a virus, stuck in the matrix, a suicide bomber, strapped and ready to blow. Lethal injection, strapped down, ready to go. Don't you understand, they'll never let me live out in peace. Concrete jungle, guerrilla war out in the streets. Nat Turner with the sickle, pitchfork and machete. The end of the world, motherfucker, you not ready. This is the point of no return, and nobody can stop it. Malcolm Little when he knelt before Elijah Muhammad. The comet that killed the dinosaurs changing the earth. They love to criticize, they always say I change for the worse. Like prescription pills when you misusing them, nigga. The Templar Knights when they took Jerusalem, nigga, and figured out what was buried under Solomon's temple. Al-Aqsa, the name is not coincidental. I know too much, the government is trying to murder me. No coming back, like cutting your wrists open vertically. How could the serpent be purposely put in charge of the country? Genetic engineered sickness spread amongst me. My people are so hungry that they attack without reason, like a fucking dog ripping off the hand that feeds him. Immortal technique is treason to the Patriot Act. So come and get me, motherfucker, cause I'm not coming back. This is the point from which I can never return. And if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat. Cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I bleed. From now on, it can never be the same as before. Cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore. This is the point of no return, nigga. You better believe this. Mary Magdalene giving birth to the children of Jesus. The evolution of the world, bloody and dramatic. Human beings killing monkeys to conquer the planet. The kingdoms of Africa and Mesopotamia. Machine gun your body with depleted uranium. This is the age of microchips and titanium. The dark side of the moon in contact with aliens. I started out like Australians, criminal minded, broke into hell, tore it down and built a city behind it. Southpaw, murderous methodology, nigga. Remember that I'm just a man, don't follow me, nigga. Cause once you pass the point, you can never go home. You gotta face the possibility of dying alone. So tell me, motherfucker, how could you die for the throne when you don't even got the fucking heart to die for your own? It rains acid, one day the earth will cry from a stone, and you'll be looking at the world living inside of a dome. Computerized humanity living inside of a clone. This is the place where the unknown is living and real. Wormwood, the planet X, and the Seven Seal. Universal truth is not measured in mass appeal. This is the last time that I kneel and pray to the sky, cause almost everything that I was ever told was a lie. This is the point from which I can never return. And if I back down now, then forever I burn. This is the point from which I can never retreat. Cause if I turn back now, there can never be peace. This is the point from which I will die, succeed, live in the struggle. I know I'm alive when I bleed. From now on, it can never be the same as before. Cause the place that I'm from doesn't exist anymore.